Salam sejahtera, anda bersama saya Riza Zulkapli dan ini Awani Global. Pada 25 Mac lepas, kerajaan Hungary tawar lebih 40 beasiswa di bawah program Stipendium Hungaricum, beasiswa yang bolehkan rakyat Malaysia melanjutkan pengajian di negara itu. Menurut Duta Besar Hungary ke Malaysia, Dr. Petra Ponevac Panya, rakyat Malaysia boleh memohon beasiswa itu untuk pengajian sarjana, siswazah dan juga pasca siswazah. Program tersebut pertama kali diperkenalkan di Malaysia pada tahun akademik 2018. Stipendium Hungaricum Scholarship diperkenalkan kerajaan Hungary pada tahun 2013. Ia diselia oleh Tempus Public Foundation sejak 2015. Dan di sebalik program berkenaan, kita ingin melihat kepada hubungan dua hala Malaysia dan Hungary yang diwujudkan lebih 50 tahun lepas, dan apakah peluang ekonomi dan strategi yang masih boleh diterokai dalam hubungan dua hala kedua negara. Dan bersama kita adalah puan yang terutama Duta Besar Hungary ke Malaysia, Dr. Petra Ponevac Panya. Thank you for joining us, Your Excellency. I think first of all, let's talk about the scholarship. I heard you receive really positive response to the announcement of the scholarship. Tell us more about that.
Well, first of all, let me thank you as well for having me and taking your precious time to spend with me. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I had some interview Malaysian news portals talking about the scholarship, and actually I succeeded. My aim to increase the visibility of this scholarship in Malaysia, mm-hmm. Which scholarship we provide since 2018. On a yearly basis, we provide 40 scholarships for Malaysian young people to come and to study in Hungary, mm-hmm. in Europe. This scholarship was very well accepted and appreciated by the Malaysian officials, our wonderful colleagues at the Higher Education Ministry, mm-hmm. and we are about to create the opportunity for the next years to be able to provide this scholarship further. Mm-hmm. So far, more than 80 Malaysian came and studied in Hungary. Some of them already finished their studies. Mm-hmm. We just created a WhatsApp group with them at the embassy, and I also had a video call with the ones that are currently in Hungary. Mm. Would it be with their families or parents? So it was a great experience to get to know them and to learn, you know, about their experience about Hungary. If there were any, you know, questions coming from their side, we try to solve it. And yes, since this interview, I have received a lot of emails, phone calls, mm-hmm. and sometimes I am stopped on the street. people are asking, you know, about the opportunity. Well, to tell you the truth, for the next academic year, so which is 2021 and 2022, mm-hmm. we are already done. Mm-hmm. I mean, the application could be submitted between the beginning of December and end of January. Mm-hmm. So for the next round, it is going to happen at the end of this year, for the academic year of 2022 and 2023.
And you've got good relationships with the students and also the
alumni.
We reached out to
them, to those ones who are currently in Hungary. They are not only in the capital Budapest, mm-hmm. but they are in several other cities of Hungary, because in Hungary we try, you know, to put more emphasis on that these students are not only getting familiar with the capital, but some other cities as well. We have major mm-hmm. cities as Pécs, Szeged, Debrecen, Miskolc. And all these universities are good in several fields of science, technology, or art.
This is that people-to-people relationship that is also important beyond the dollars and cents. People always talk about the trade numbers between two countries, right? This is that people-to-people relationship. How will this benefit both Malaysia and Hungary moving forward?
Look, if we are talking about the bilateral relations, we can say that we have the connection between the two countries for over 52 years, yeah, when it comes to diplomatic relations. Mm-hmm. We established our embassy in the beginning of the 90s here in Kuala Lumpur. Then we closed for a little while, for 6 years, and then we reopened the embassy. The aim behind, you know, to close was not because we were not, you know, sure of the importance of the bilateral relations. It was a simple financial decision after the financial crisis in 2008. Mm-hmm. But coming back to your question, I consider that, you know, making businesses is impossible without having the people-to-people linkages. Would it be the linkage between higher education institutions? Would it be the linkage between the young people? Would it be the linkage between the politicians? Without these personal linkages, there is no business.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about the relationship between Malaysia and Hungary. You mentioned the 52 years, and I know the trade figures until 2015 on your website, which increased about 18% to about 450 billion US dollars. What new areas, what other areas can we explore to further increase that number? Tell us about the figures, the most recent figures that you have.
The most recent figures, so as you said, back in 2015, mm-hmm. we had a trade turnover roughly around 400 million US dollars.
Million, yeah.
Yes. For the last year, it was almost 1 billion. Mm-hmm. So even COVID couldn't stop the pace of growth of the bilateral trade. Mm-hmm. In our case, it was minus 4.4% mm-hmm. in exports. Mm-hmm. In Malaysia's case, it was plus 52% of growth. Mm-hmm. Why was it so? Because of the PPA products that we purchased from Malaysia last mm-hmm. year. So besides, I mean, what are the flagship sectors of the bilateral trade? It's electric products and it's machinery. I think I consider it will remain the flagship sector for the bilateral trade. But besides that, we see potential in healthcare, in ICT businesses, in financial sector, in construction, as well as waste water management. So there are several fields where we can be more active, in my opinion. Still, there is room for growth. Also, we would like to increase the processed products, Hungarian processed products presence here in Malaysia. By this, I mean meat products, mm-hmm. both poultry and pork products of Hungarian companies.
Are you able to conduct discussions with the relevant parties during COVID-19?
Of course, we are in ongoing negotiations. Mm-hmm. So COVID-19 doesn't harm the existing cooperation with the relevant authorities, like the Department of Veterinary Services, and we are you know, in very much close contact with those authorities. Of course, the pace of the work has been a little bit slowed because of several reasons. Would it be political reasons, or would it be, you know, just unfortunate event that a swine fever or the bird flu has just broke out in Hungary in the beginning of this year? So, you know, it's a long way to go, but I do really have high hopes for that.
But from about $437 million to about $1 billion, that should be quite something, right? In about 5 years.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Indeed. So you can see that there is room for growth, and we are hoping for more. Would it be, you know, simple export of goods or services, or some technology transfer? We are open and ready to do businesses with the relevant authorities over here and in Malaysia. And also, I would like to, you know, give a signal to the business community of Malaysia, as well as to the business community in Hungary, because my main work is here to increase the visibility of my country, to raise attention towards Hungary, so that your business people would be aware that, wow, Hungary is the place where you have the lowest corporate income tax within the EU, and this is 9%, where you have the lowest personal income tax, which is a flat rate of 15%. Hungary is the place in Central Europe with a wide density of highway and railway connection. Yes, it's the Hungarian government who is improving constantly the investment climate of the country. And we are reshaping basically every year the investment subsidy scheme that we are running. Just to meet the requirement of the business community. Yes, we introduced the dual vocational training for secondary schools and then afterwards for higher education institutions. So this is Hungary. This is my job to showcase my country over here.
On that note, I'm going to quote some things back to you. Your bio, you were also the Deputy Secretary for Foreign Economic Relations and also Deputy State Secretary for Investment Promotion. So surely investment and economic issues are very close to your heart. Tell us, what are some of the areas that investors, local Malaysian investors, can invest in Hungary?
Basically, when you are talking about Hungary, you are talking about a agricultural country. Mm-hmm. But if you look at closely to the figures, then you will soon find out that the flagship industry in Hungary is automotive. Mm-hmm. Why I'm saying this? We have all the large car manufacturers in the country. Hungary is the one and only country besides Germany, just to give you a good example, that has all the three major brands within the country. So if you buy a Audi, most probably the engine was made in Hungary. Mm-hmm. Or BMW, who recently decided some 3 years ago to set up its manufacturing site in Debrecen. Mm-hmm. Both they will produce electric vehicles and the regular engine vehicles. But we also have Daimler. Besides that, we have the Japanese Suzuki company located in the country. And in the recent years, what we witnessed and what we were encouraging more and more, that the battery production came over to Hungary. So such names as the Japanese GS Yuasa, or the South Korean SK Innovation, or Samsung SDI, decided for Hungary as a location within Europe.
Mm-hmm. So for two countries, so looking at high-quality investments.
More and more, we are going to high-quality investments to create, jobs with a high value-added activity.
Mm-hmm. Your Excellency, tell us about this Malaysia and Hungary Joint Economic Commission meeting this year in 2021. What are the goals for this economic commission?
As I told you previously, people-to-people linkages are extremely important in bilateral relations. We have signed the agreement on economic cooperation some 1.5 years ago, at the end of 2019, between the two countries.
Yep.
And this agreement enables us to set up the Joint Economic Committee. And the Joint Economic Committee, as you said, yes, it is going to take place. The first inaugural session will take place in 2021 here in Kuala Lumpur. Mm-hmm. The responsible ministries for that are, from the Malaysian side, it's MITI. Mm-hmm. And from the Hungarian side, it's the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, because foreign affairs and trade, it means that basically you have a ministry back at Hungary, which is responsible for foreign affairs and foreign economic relations. So it's like combining MITI and Ministry of Foreign Affairs over here. Mm-hmm. The delegations will be headed by the two ministers on both sides. Mm-hmm. And what we are aiming from this Joint Economic Committee, have regular political and economic dialogue between the two countries, mm-hmm. so that we can explore the potential cooperation fields between us, and also we can raise, issues, open questions that might hinder the bilateral trade and investment relations.
Yeah, since let's take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about COVID-19. And would this be a good time to form relations between and increase trade and explore new areas? Let's talk about that when we come back. Take up the behind screen. Welcome back, Pasuni. Bertemu kembali, kita membincangkan berkenaan dengan hubungan antara Hungary dan juga Malaysia bersama dengan Duta Besar Hungary ke Malaysia, Dr. Petra Ponevec Panya, Puan Yang Terutama. Your Excellency, tell us about this period, this very uncertain period. Is this a good time to increase and to look at new ways to increase trade between two countries, to explore new areas? Some countries are really busy looking at their domestic issues and try to solve the spread or stop the spread of COVID-19 in their respective countries. But we have this meeting this year, this joint committee meeting, economic joint committee meeting this year. How will this meeting move forward, and what are some of the areas, and how do we move forward during this very uncertain period?
Well, as I previously mentioned, COVID and the outbreak of COVID has not harmed the bilateral trade relations between the two countries. Malaysia even succeeded to increase the export by 52%. To tell you a couple of words about Hungary. Hungary succeeded to attract plus 140% of foreign direct investments coming to the country in the year of 2020 than in the previous year. What does it mean? 2.5 times more as in the previous year. Mm-hmm. And it was thanks to the measures that the government has introduced to encourage the companies that are already located in Hungary, would it be a medium-sized company or a large company, to maintain their activities, to avoid layoff of the employees. Mm-hmm. Cash grant was given away towards these companies, approximately 3.3 billion ringgit, mm-hmm. was given away to 830 projects. And by projects, I mean to companies that were dedicated to grow further, mm-hmm. and not stop.
Mm-hmm. But what makes Hungary so interesting to all these investors, besides the measures that you mentioned earlier? Why Hungary? Why not other countries in Europe?
I think that the most the key point for any business leader would be the already mentioned 9% of corporate income tax. Mm-hmm. Also, the 15% of personal income tax. Mm-hmm. Besides that, we have several tax allowances. Like, for instance, if you start your business, your operation in Hungary for 12 years, you can get a tax allowance of your income up to 80% year by year. So I think with these measures, with these subsidies, plus, you know, with the recognition that the economy must be built on the need of the businesses, mm-hmm. we succeeded to attract these investments. To tell you the truth, one thing makes me proud of the achievements of our country, mm. is that the 2/3 of these investments is a reinvestment, as I mm-hmm. call it, mm-hmm. reinvestment. So companies that are already or have been already operating in Hungary decided to do another investment, mm-hmm. or increase their capacities. Mm-hmm. What does it show? That they have trust in the country. Mm-hmm. That the investment climate that has been created is improving. Mm-hmm. The stability is another key factor for that. Mm-hmm. This is the political stability of the country, what I mean. The current government is in charge since 2010. Mm-hmm. Three elections have been taking place since 2010, and they won with a 2/3 of majority. The next election is going to happen next year, so mm-hmm. 2022. And when you have the political stability, then you can count on the economic stability of a country. And this mm-hmm. is what Hungary is offering to the foreign investors.
Tell us, how big is the Hungarian investment in the service sector in Malaysia? I know you're particularly, or the Hungarian companies are specifically in agro business industry. And what are some of the measures that the Malaysian government can perhaps do and take to further increase investments from Hungary?
Mm. Well, I think that doing businesses in Malaysia, it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's very much easy. And the related authorities that are obliged to carry out the policies, like MIDA mm-hmm. or InvestKL, they are doing an excellent job. Mm-hmm. So I think that keeping up the good relations, trying to bring closer the two countries' business community, will soon, you know, show up some results in figures as well. Mm-hmm. So from my side, what I think, and as I said prior to this, I have to increase the visibility, not only my country over here, but Malaysia's visibility in Hungary. Mm-hmm. Because so far, the Hungarian business community is, if they consider to do any businesses in the region, they might go first for your neighboring countries. Mm-hmm. I cannot give you the answer why it is so, mm-hmm. but I'm really dedicated to turn this around, you know, to be able to say that please come visit Malaysia. Maybe that can be, you know, a point. I'm really hoping that by the end of this year uh-huh. we will be able to carry out, you know, some visit of political delegations mm-hmm. as well as business delegations. That would be crucial for businesses.
But have you voiced these concerns to the relevant parties here in Malaysia? Oh.
I think that you know, with carrying out or rolling out the vaccination plan in both countries, mm-hmm. In Hungary, so far 3.2 million people have already been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Out of this 3.2, 1 million has already been vaccinated for the second time. Mm-hmm. So I think that with time, and as you know, we are moving forward here in Malaysia as well with the vaccination, we are moving to the phase two and then to phase three. Mm-hmm. We will get the certificates, the approval that we are vaccinated. And I think that, you know, some sort of, as they say, travel bubbles can mm-hmm, be mm-hmm. created between mm-hmm. between the two countries. The decision made some 3 weeks ago that short visits, like maximum 14 days visits for businesses are allowed to mm-hmm. Malaysia. Of course, then you have to keep you know, the SOP and all the regulation that was carried out by the relevant authorities here in Malaysia. But it is very much, you know, essential for businesses that now they are allowed to come to Malaysia.
But is the tourism sector high on your agenda as well, to promote tourists to go to Hungary post COVID-19? Is that?
I think that for the phase one mm-hmm. in both of our countries, what we have to do is encourage tourism within the borders. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It would be essential, of course, to open up, you know, the border between states so that Malaysians can travel and can, you know, give a boost to local tourism and local businesses to run, and I think that another phase will come when international traveling will be allowed.
So you'll be promoting it perhaps then and not now.
I personally, I don't see that it can happen this year. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We still have to roll out the vaccine.
Hungary is number 9 on the economic complexity index, a developed country, a high-income country. What can we learn as Malaysians from Hungary?
Oh, that's a very much complex question.
You've got about 2-3 minutes to explain that. Come on, sell your country in about 2-3 minutes. What can we learn? What can we explore? How do we take this relationship further now that we've got a friend who is in that bracket? So we aspire to become a high-income nation. What can we learn from you?
Yeah, I think that there are several fields of politics, economy, education, where we can cooperate. Mm-hmm. Let's start from, you know, from universities. I'm encouraging not only students to come and visit my country and learn more about our culture or history and economy, but I'm encouraging linkage between the universities of the two countries. I already have started negotiation with at least 15 universities mm-hmm. here in Malaysia. Soon we will conclude a MOU between one of your universities and one of our universities, and there is potential for more. Mm-hmm. On other hand side, I would encourage, of course, the relevant authorities, if there is a willingness from the Malaysian side, come and visit Hungary and come and visit our so far rolled out strategies when it comes, for instance, digitalization, when it comes to good governance, mm-hmm. When it comes to a renewal of the public administration. Mm-hmm. Of course, relation between politicians must be enhanced, and last but not least, we have to create the opportunity for the business community to visit each mm-hmm. other's country, and I would be more than glad if I could have a delegation to Hungary of any Malaysian investors or traders that are considering to set up any businesses in Europe.
On that note, thank you very much, Your Excellency. Puan yang terutama Duta Besar Hungary ke Malaysia, Dr. Petra Ponevacpanya, membincangkan berkenaan dengan hubungan kedua negara yang telah terjalin selama 52 tahun dan juga berkenaan dengan peluang-peluang yang boleh diterokai oleh perniagaan Malaysia dan juga tentunya pelajar Malaysia yang mencari kepada beasiswa tersebut. Teruskan bersama kami di Astro Awani. Saya Rizal Zulkifli. Ini Awani Global. Salam hormat.